Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, streaming live on 1320WILS.com, coming to you on 1320WILS. Joining me now on the phone is Matt Doss, who is Policy Director with the Great Lakes Commission. Good evening, Matt. How are you?
Fine, Cheryl. Thank you.
Very good. You came to mind today when I saw an article written by the Associated Press of upkeep of the Great Lakes may be in federal trouble. And I heard President Obama's remarks this morning talking about some cuts in budgets coming up. And that got me wondering about what will go on with programs like restoration of the Great Lakes. So I wanted to get in touch with somebody. Why don't you first tell me what the Great Lakes Commission is?
Sure. Cheryl, the Great Lakes Commission is technically we are an interstate agency that works on behalf of the eight states that border on the Great Lakes. And we were formed in 1955, which was the same year that the St. Lawrence Seaway was opened. And originally, one of our primary missions when we were founded that year was to help support commercial navigation on the Great Lakes when the system was opened. And we are chartered in law in each of the eight Great Lakes states as well as in federal law. So we work on behalf of the eight states on a broad variety of issues of common interest to the state, such as commercial and recreational boating, economic development in shoreline communities, environmental cleanup, sustainable energy, water use, and things of that nature.
Now, what came to mind today with the budget issues, when I heard the president this morning, he talked about cutting programs that are good programs, but they just have to be cut. And I wondered if this is one of them that's going to take a bit of a hit. The AP article talked about not getting nearly as much at the federal level as once was anticipated. Where are we with that?
Well, let me give you a little bit of background, Cheryl. Those of us working on the Great Lakes have been concerned for a long time about major pollution problems, invasive species, problems with our water and wastewater infrastructure that are really causing problems for the Great Lakes, causing problems for the people that live in communities along the Great Lakes, and that really undermine our ability to leverage the Great Lakes to be all that they can be economically for recreation and other types of uses. And so starting about 10 years ago, folks in the Great Lakes region, the Great Lakes states, environmental groups, the governors, business and industry, we really started advocating for a comprehensive restoration plan for the lakes. And for years, there have been individual programs that address specific things. But we really realized that we needed a kind of a more holistic effort to take on the challenge of really fundamentally restoring the lakes, cleaning up past pollution problems, preventing new ones, keeping invasive species out of the Great Lakes, and things of that nature. And this really built up speed in 2005 when former President Bush pulled together the region in what was called the Great Lakes Regional Collaboration. And basically what that was everybody in the region, the states, nonprofit organizations, conservation groups, business and industry, tribal authorities, and other types of entities came together and spent a year rolling up our sleeves, developing a comprehensive restoration plan for the Great Lakes. And that was really a milestone moment for the Great Lakes, where for the first time we had a comprehensive plan to clean up and restore the Great Lakes and address these problems that have been affecting the lakes. Now, unfortunately, as successful and as strong as that plan was, it didn't really come with any funding. And that was a bit of a frustration. We finally had a great plan in place, but we had no funding. Well, that changed when President Obama came into office, and fortunately, he recognized the need to actually take action and implement this plan so we could actually start seeing results on the ground. And so he started up what is called the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. And basically, the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative is a funding program to coordinate federal agencies together with the states, local communities, nonprofit organizations to implement this Great Lakes Restoration Strategy that we prepared in 2005. So the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative formally kicked off in 2009. Fiscal year 2010 was the first year that we received funding for that. Now, the initiative is structured as a five-year, $2.2 billion program. And the first year, President Obama requested, and thanks to the support of our Great Lakes Congressional delegation, we received $475 million to begin implementation of our Great Lakes Restoration Strategy. And that was a huge shot in the arm, and that's supporting more than 300 restoration projects that are getting underway now and are really going to make a difference and produce on-the-ground results. The second year of the initiative, which was fiscal year 2011, which is the current fiscal year we're in, President Obama requested $300 million. And part of the purpose for a slightly smaller amount of funding for the current year was that we were still kind of really busy getting the initiative off the ground and up and running. So they felt that for that second year, we could get by with a little bit less money. Now, as you may know, Congress has not yet finalized appropriations for the current fiscal year, that is fiscal year 2011, which began last October. They have what's called a continuing resolution, which is currently in place until March 4th, and at that point, they either need to pass another temporary funding bill or pass a final budget for the rest of the fiscal year. So we're very concerned about maintaining funding for this current fiscal year, and we're working hard right now with Congress and with our Great Lakes Congressional delegation to help them understand the important work that we've done, the investments that we've already made, the investments that states and local communities have made to get this restoration plan and strategy up and running and begin the implementation process. So we're working very hard right now. We're hoping that Congress will maintain funding that will enable us to continue this progress. Now, of course, at the same time, we're looking forward to fiscal year 2012, which will begin next October. And originally, the plan for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative was, as I said, a five-year, $2.2 billion program. Originally, the plan was to have $475 million the first year, $300 million the second year, which is the current fiscal year, and then back up to $475 million for years 3, 4, and 5 when the initiative was sort of fully underway. And so when the president talks about difficult cuts in this program, what he's referring to is for fiscal year 2012, the president has proposed $350 million for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which is about $125 million less than what has originally been planned for the initiative. So we are concerned about that. We're thankful to the president for starting this initiative and to recognizing the need to actually, you know, put some money out there to partner with the states and begin this restoration process. We do feel like we could use $475 million, but at the same time, we understand the difficult fiscal constraints that we're in right now as a country. We understand that we all need to tighten our belts. $350 million is still a lot of money, and we can put it to good use, and we do believe that will enable us to continue the progress we're making and sort of, if you will, keep us on a trajectory towards success and towards restoration that will really help us make the most of the Great Lakes, not just as an environmental resource, but also as an economic resource. And that's the important thing that I think people need to understand is that obviously we want to clean up pollution, but we also want to make the lakes an economic engine for shoreline communities and for our states. And you know, nowhere is this more true than in the state of Michigan, where we're surrounded by the Great Lakes. Much of our economic activity is happening in shoreline areas around the Great Lakes, and we really feel like the Great Lakes as an environmental and an economic resource are pivotal to the future of our region and to the future of the state of Michigan. So, you know, basically in short, the president's budget, which was just released this week, proposes $350 million for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Again, that's some $125 million less than what has been planned. And we're disappointed about that, but at the same time, we recognize that difficult decisions have to be made, and we believe that this amount of money will still enable us to make some substantial progress in cleaning up the Great Lakes. So did that answer your question?
That answered every question I had. You're good at this, Matt.
Well,
yeah, and it's an important project that puts people to work at the same time, as you said, while restoring the environment. Time constraints are going to force us to stop at this point, but I'm going to keep your number, Matt, and look forward to talking with you again as the budget comes out and as we have some real numbers and know what we're working with.
Well, I appreciate it, Cheryl, and we really appreciate your interest, and we hope that everybody will support this important work, because I think more than any other state, Michigan really is the Great Lakes state. It forms the borders of our state, And it really is pivotal to our future, just as it's been pivotal to our past. So we're very excited and very hopeful that we can maintain the progress we're making, and we appreciate your interest today.
Well, thank you so much for your time this evening, Matt. I think people now clearly understand what this initiative is and why it's important. Have a great evening.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Matt Doss, who's Policy Director at the Great Lakes Commission. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.